USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen as workers breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm happy to go back to work.
But they know that it's only for 3 weeks.
As those federal employees, our livelihood should not be messed with as we move forward.
With a bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a blast of potentially deadly cold air coming from much of the Midwest. WCCO-TV meteorologist Lisa Meadows is tracking it.
Looking at your wind chill values, we see these drop down to negative 40 in some spots as we go into Wednesday morning. Once you get below negative 50, you're looking at frostbite that could set in with just 5 minutes, and we'll continue to see these cold temperatures extend all the way into Thursday.
Parts of the Midwest are also facing heavy snow. In Ascension Parish, Louisiana, Elizabeth and Keith Terrio were killed. Soon after, three members of the Ernest family were killed in neighboring Livingston Parish. Police believe they know who the killer is. Before the Terrios passed away from their gunshot wounds, they were able to identify their 21-year-old son, Dakota Terrio, as the man who shot them. Authorities say they believe Dakota Terrio has left the area. They say they think he's headed east towards Mississippi. He's considered armed and dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A federal judge has scheduled a sealed proceeding to determine whether former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Paul Manafort pleaded guilty to 2 counts of conspiracy in September as part of a plea deal and agreed to cooperate in the special counsel's Russia investigation, but prosecutors now say he has since breached the deal by lying. Manafort's lawyers say he just didn't have a perfect recollection of all of the facts. On Friday, Judge Amy Berman Jackson scheduled a February 4th hearing that will be closed. She says she has to decide for herself whether Manafort lied in order to properly sentence him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council is debating the situation in Venezuela. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
United Nations Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Rosemary DiCarlo, says Venezuela needs inclusive and credible political dialogue to address its crisis.
The protracted crisis in the country has had a grave impact on the population, with high levels of political polarization, growing humanitarian needs, and serious human rights concerns. And the economic situation in the country has become dire.
Venezuela's Foreign Minister, George Ariza, is dismissing demands by European countries for President Nicolas Maduro to call new elections in 8 days. He says the call is almost childlike and adds that the country will not allow anyone to impose on us any decision or order.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.